Good morning, good morning, good morning. From the West Coast, it's Chinu, and this is Artist Motivational Monday, where we come to you to jumpstart your week and hopefully give you some thoughts to consider as you are starting out on your creative journey. I greet you from sunny California. Oh, yes. You know, it was 85 degrees over the weekend, and we are in winter, believe it or not. So that shows you how the weather is going. Today is a little, still kind of chilly outside. However, it's not a cold chilly. We had winds over the weekend. Even though it was 85, there were still some Santa Ana winds coming through. And there's a chill factor right now, even though it's about a little after 9 o'clock in the morning on the West Coast. But all in all, it looks like it's going to be a pretty good day. The sun is out. There is a warmness out in the air, so I'm sure that the chill factor will burn away very shortly here. So I hope everyone had a great weekend and you did everything that you wanted to do. I do see that some things are starting to open back up. I did notice that some restaurants even had inside dining, which I was not aware of. But some restaurants did have, you know, inside dining. Not a lot of people. It was spaced out and everything. But so I think things are slowly trying to open back up, you know. But all in all, still do what you know to do to protect you and yours. That's my mantra, you know, do what you know to do to protect you and yours. So today on Artist Motivational Monday, I want you to consider the thought, know when to pause and recalibrate. Know when to pause and recalibrate. Now, why would I say that? I had an incident happen last week, and I have three cell phones, but I have two cell phones, and one of those cell phones is for my business, and the other one is for my social media content, and the other one is just a backup in case something happens and I just need another cell phone. Okay, and that's basically all it's used for. It's not used for anything else. It's just a backup in case of emergency or something like that, disaster or something like that. The one cell phone that I use for my business, for one of my businesses, it died. I woke up that morning and nothing. Turn it on, absolutely nothing. It's like it's stuck. It's stuck on the main screen. It won't go any further than that. I took it to my carrier provider and to see if I could get a manufacturer reset on it. And they tried. They could not get one either. Now, this particular phone holds a lot of my business stuff on it. And basically, it is the phone that I use as a write-off. Because I use it for business purposes. And when I'm not doing business, I don't use it. It's usually like plugged up on the charger. But it's off. If I'm not doing business, it's off. So for that to happen in the middle of the week, that threw me for a loop. Not only did it throw me for a loop, but it caused me to pause. It caused me to pause a couple of days because I could not figure out how I was going to, number one, get the information off of there that phone has, or two, continue to do business on that particular phone. Okay, because the reason I say that, because I know some of you might be saying, well, you said you had other phones. Yes, however, that particular phone and the type of business is tied to that particular phone number. Okay, my other phones have different phone numbers on there. So they're not going to be able to access the information because the phone numbers are different. Okay, so, you know, a couple of days I was like in my feelings. For real. I was in my feelings about that because I was like, okay, how am I going to do this? What am I going to do? How am I going to do this? Okay, because this could affect next week, meaning this week. Okay. So after a couple of days of, you know, trying to figure it out and being quiet and, you know, writing stuff down and, you know, hoping that the phone would actually reboot itself and, you know, all those things that go through your head, came to the conclusion the phone is not going to reboot itself. Okay. It's just going to stay stuck. Okay. And as far as getting information off of there, like, you know, they did tell me that the SIM card and the other card in there would just be transferred to a new phone. So in other words, I needed to buy a new phone, which I had planned to do. It was in the budget, but it wasn't in the budget for last week. Okay. And so I was like, okay. So, you know, after a couple of days of not really doing anything and feeling some kind of way, let me tell you something. Like, when you go through those kind of pauses, trust me when I tell you that other people, they really, really don't care. Okay. They really are not going to be too concerned about you going through whatever it is you're going through. They may act like they show an interest, but the bottom line is everybody is pretty much into their own little zone, and, you know, so don't get your feelings hurt, you know, because they may not really understand the magnitude of how this is affecting you, or they just may not give a damn. Okay. So that's the reality of that. They just may not care. Okay. So the bottom line is, you know, you figure it out and you do what you need to do to move forward. Okay. So basically after a few days, I did figure out that because I knew the passwords on the different things that I needed off that phone, that I could use the password to enter those accounts on my other phone, which I did do. I used the password to enter those accounts on my other phone, the one that I use for my social media content. And I was able to get into what I needed to get into and presume, you know, continue or recalibrate some work for one day, which was Saturday that I did that. And, you know, it showed to be profitable. The underlying story of all of that is when you are on a path of trying to do something that's going to enhance your life or better your life, the universe will always throw you something to show you where those weak links are. Okay. You will always get something to show you where the weak links are in what you're trying to do. And those are the links that you need to focus on and recalibrate those links so that you can strengthen them so that they won't become a flaw somewhere else down the line. Okay. Keep in mind that when you are on the path, or when you are on a path to improve your life or to improve your finances or improve your whatever it is you're trying to improve, at some point the universe is going to always throw you something that's going to show you that you still have work to do. There's still a link that's not as strong as you would like for it to be. Okay. Now, you know, like that affected me for like 2 days. So that's, you know, that's money that was pretty much lost. Did I make it up on Saturday? You know, I did good, but I didn't make up what could have been those 2 days, but I did good. I did show a profit for that one day. I mean, I had to really grind Saturday, you know, which is something I normally do not do. You know, I may just kind of take it easy on Saturdays. And here lately, I haven't been really, I've been pulling away from doing a lot on Saturdays, you know, but I hit it hard. I hit it strong. And, you know, I did make a profit and I was glad to do that, you know. So you may have to pause and recalibrate, but in your pausing, be very careful that you don't let depression sink in Be careful that you don't allow the fact that you're having to figure this out for yourself, that you have no support system to help you with the figuring it out. Be mindful. Don't let that get into the way of you still moving forward. You know, I learned a long time ago, you wear people like loose clothing. Okay. And you know how loose clothing feels. If you don't, get some loose clothing and see how it feels. But that's how you wear people. You wear people like loose clothing. That way, when they do things that you may not be in alignment with, you can let it like roll off of you like water off of a duck's back. And you don't get so intense with them. Because I know there's a saying that the strongest people are always there for everybody. But when they need somebody, there's no one there for them. And that is a true saying. So you have to be like David in the Bible. There's a point where David had to encourage himself. That's how you have to be. You have to encourage yourself because this is your goal. This is your vision. This is your dream. And I don't care. Excuse me. I don't care how much people say that they're with you or whatever. Excuse me. The bottom line is you have to be your own cheering section. And you have to encourage yourself to keep moving forward. Okay, because if you're quiet, like I was quiet for 2 days, you know, because I couldn't do anything. And at the time, when you're in that span of trying to figure out what to do, excuse me, you may not get it right away. And because you may not get it right away, you may start feeling some kind of way about it. But in the event that that happens, just be quiet. Just be quiet. And it will come to you. It will come to you. Because once the universe explained what I could do, because I had the passwords to what I needed to get into. Once the universe gave me that, I was able to use the phone that I used for my social media content. I was able to use that phone for what I needed to do on the other phone. Okay. So I was still able to accomplish something over the weekend, Saturday. And so that's how you have to be. Because it's your vision and it's your dream, you may not have that rooting section that you want or that you think that you may need. And that's okay. It really is okay. Because you may not have the rooting section of people in the flesh, but you do have the universe being your rooting section. And the universe is always a yes for you. Okay? The universe is always saying yes. It's always saying yes. As you move, as you go towards your visions and your dreams and your desires, I don't care what they are, remember that the universe got your back. And unlike people, the universe is going to always have your back. Okay? So be encouraged. I know we are in trying times, but be encouraged that you are on the right path. You are going to reach your goals and desires for 2021. You may have hit a hiccup and the universe is just trying to show you that there is a weak link in what you're trying to do. Focus on fixing that weak link. Don't bandage it up. Don't super glue it up, but fix it so that it will not come loose again. Okay? So that's all I have for you today. I'm sorry about the coughing. Something went down the wrong way. If you are new to my podcast, I welcome you. Don't let this be the last time you come through. And you know I'm not going to edit that cough out because I'm not. Okay. You know, these podcasts that I have done, all of these different seasons are in the now. They're like right now. You may hear my dogs in the background. You may hear outside noises. They're in the now. They're like right now. What's going on right now in my world, okay? So, you know, I hope that you don't get offended by it. I know how some people are. You want perfection. There is no perfection here, you know? I'm an artist. I draw out of the lines. I don't let anything box me in. You know, this is raw data here. You know, the reason I created Artist Motivational Monday was for artists or creators who are on that path. You're on that journey and you're plowing away at it, you know, and there's going to be bumps in that road because that is not a smooth road being a creator. It's not a smooth road. Don't let anybody tell you it is. It's not. Okay. Being an entrepreneur is not a smooth road. You are going to hit rocks. You're going to hit detours along the way. But you keep moving forward. So if you are new to my podcast, I do welcome you. I hope you will come back again. Come hang out with me on Mondays. I do not keep you long. There's a link tree in my bio that takes you to all the places that I am on social media. You can connect with me. And hey, it is what it is. Be encouraged. Keep moving forward. And know when to pause and recalibrate. I'm Chinu, and this is Artist Motivational Monday. Have a great week, guys. Have a terrific day, and we will talk to you soon.